I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
8:29 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan, broadcasting live from Sarasota, Florida, spring training home of the Baltimore Orioles. And, man, Kristen Udeck has been keeping us rolling all day. Joining us right now is the general manager of the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Elias. What's going on, Mike?
How's it going, Rob?
Doing well, doing well. You've been all smiles. It looks like you're liking how this thing is coming out. It's great when the plan comes together, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I always love spring training. I love Florida and the beginning of the baseball season. The weather's been terrific. The facility that we have here is so impressive.
Yes,
I just love being here every day. And, you know, there's amateur baseball going on around the state. It's been fun.
I know you said when you were talking with some of our colleagues that you've been spending some nighttime scouting players, going back to the roots. Does that continue even as the exhibition games are going, or have you curtailed that to a degree?
The past week or so, I haven't had too much, but I'm planning on getting out to some more high school and college games here in Florida in the next couple of weeks. We've got some on the schedule that are big, and it's one of the advantages of training in Florida, in my opinion, is that your front office personnel can get out and see some of the top players in the country in advance of the draft.
Is it different as you show up as a GM now as opposed to a former scout?
A little bit. You know, I know all the scouts, and I used to scout here in the state of Florida. I lived here for a while with St. Louis, and it's fun seeing those guys. And I think they like seeing people get general manager jobs that come up through the amateur scouting thread, for sure.
So everybody talked to so far, this is a very different atmosphere than the – that we used to in years past, but it's just everybody has been relaxed, laughing, fun, and we talked about the feel in the clubhouse, the tone set by the manager. Is this coming from you on down? Because this seems like a very happy place, for lack of a better
Disney
word.
Disney World.
Yeah, seriously. People just say, oh, they just happy to be here. Everybody's relaxed. It's like one player actually said, we don't feel like we have to sit in the corner and not make a mistake. Is this coming from you, the manager, everyone here? It just seems like a really good vibe here right now.
That's good to hear. I give all the credit to Brandon and his staff. I really love the way they've set things up. The schedule's very tight.
In this organization to be used to this extent, did you find yourself really having to educate maybe some of the veteran players as to what your plan was and how to execute that plan?
Yeah, and we're still really in our infancy stages there. I mean, it's going to take a lot of work to get these tools built out, and you need web developers to produce products that coaches and staff and players can use on their own. But we are starting. We have some stuff to show the pitchers already that SIG has done. And, yeah, some of these guys said they've never seen anything that like that or had a meeting like that before. So it gives me hope, but we're going to need some time to really ramp up to the speed that I'm accustomed to from Houston and that some of our foes in the American League East have, for sure.
This is the very unique thing about it, because people throw analytics like, you know, you're some computer geek. But you started off this interview and many other interviews talking about your days as a scout. So you are a scout. You just incorporate technology to make your job and everybody else's job easy. Is that a good way to describe it?
Yeah, I think one of the advantages from my standpoint is because of what you said, I'm not looking to use some new stuff just to be new and innovative and change, and then if it doesn't work, oh well. When we use something, we're very assured that there's a reason for it. And part of the skepticism, I guess, that I bring, having come from sort of the more traditional baseball side, is healthy. And I know Sig Mydell, our assistant general manager who's running the analytics department, he likes to be very data-driven. And by that, I mean, you know, he knows the reason that something will work, and he's able to point to evidence for it rather than just kind of throwing stuff against the wall, because that's a good way to lose the player's confidence in the information that you're showing them.
Absolutely. And just for people listening, because we're all new to this. Everyone talking. Everyone, this is like new. Wow. The players, it's, you know, fairly new to the organization. If you could, I guess as simply as you could put it, what does it encompass? It's not just statistics, I'm assuming. Is it video? Or do people analyze your body mechanics, things like this, as you know, for pitchers and hitters and all that?
So it used to just be statistics up until about 5 years ago, and I got to kind of walk the line between explaining what it is and you know, not revealing anything that it shouldn't be. But there are a lot of devices around stadiums, major league stadiums, but also spreading into the amateur baseball world. They are fixed radar devices. It basically tracks everything the ball is doing on the field. And there's also camera systems in major league parks now that track where the players are going. And it's a river of data, and making sense of it in a methodological way is a race that's going on around the league. Mm-hmm. But it just gives us very precise insights into physically what's going on the field now. And while scouts and coaches using their experience and intuition and eyeballs, someone like myself, that's very powerful, and it still is. But it's kind of turned into man versus machine, and if you know how to deploy the information from the machines, you know, you're going to get a more precise and consistent opinion on what a player should do.
Well, Mike, here, I did my first piece of analytical work yesterday, and we recorded our own Jerry Coleman. This is his windup as a scout and an analytics man. Could you break this down for us? Oh, what exactly? What kind of potential does he have?
Okay, well, right he's checking the runner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I need a TrackMan device.
I had to shake off the catcher.
I'm going to go old school on that one. And
I had to shake him off twice there, Mike. I got accused of having a pot belly during that windup, by the way. People making fat jokes about me, which first for me. Listen, some believe that former catchers, and I do, make great managers. I mean, there's been a history of them, whether it be a Joe Torre, Joe Maddon, Bruce Bochy, Brandon Hyde is a former catcher. What type of perspective do you think that's unique that they offer that maybe separates them from other positional players?
I'm a believer in it. The reason is they're having to think the entire game and really run the game, and the whole game's in front of them, so mm-hmm. they're seeing the whole field. And then also they're position players, so they understand a little bit about hitting, but they're also running the pitching staff too, so it just gives you a total and complete understanding of the entire game.
Let's go kind of off the grid a little bit here with Mike Elias, GM of the Baltimore Orioles. You're a young man, and especially young for this job. I'm basically operating in my dream job right now. Every now and then I got to sit back and think, man, I'm actually doing this. When did that moment hit you where you went, man, I'm actually a Major League Baseball general manager?
It hasn't hit yet. We've been so busy, and there's just so much to do that to me it just has felt like just a nonstop flow of activity since I've been here, and really since joining the Astros. I mean, we have just it's been such a whirlwind. You know, we went through such a traumatic process there. We won the World Series in St. Louis. Next thing we knew, we were in Houston. We're doing this big rebuild. Next thing we know, we're in the playoffs. There's people coming and going left and right in the organization. We're the technological landscape of the game changes. It's just been so much activity for me really the last 7-8 years. This is just a part of that. I'm just excited to be here, thrilled to be here. I love the people around me and the potential in this organization, and I think there's a good talent here, and I'm looking forward to adding a lot more.
Yeah, and folks, you wouldn't realize it because it's radio, but the gentleman is wearing a scouting warm-up right now.
Yeah, has Oriole
logo. He's the GM and VP of the team, but he's walking around wearing a scouting outfit.
I've got the GM one on.
Oh, yeah.
I got curious. I'm fascinated by this stuff because we brought this into my whole career, and I'm just curious. The technology and all the stuff you're using now, we did this in police. I was a cop for 25 years. And we brought this to the NYPD in the 90s to fight crime. We used statistics. We used video. We used surveillance. All kinds of stuff. We had people kicking and screaming because they didn't want to embrace this because mm-hmm. it was new. It wasn't what we've done for the last 150 years. Has there been, since this has become popular in baseball, have there been old guard, new guard, like rifts and people just don't want to believe in this? Or has everyone just jumped on board?
Yeah, it's a good parallel, and I've read about that, and I remember it,
really?
What you're talking about. Yeah. And, yeah, it's difficult because you're asking people to change the way they go about their daily business sometimes, and it has certainly impacted the industry in terms of a lot of turnover in personnel left and right. It's still going on. I think this happens across all types of businesses, mm-hmm. and like you mentioned, even things like police work get affected. But when you use statistics, when you use data, when you use video, it not only informs the day-to-day decisions of the boots on the ground, but it's easier for the decision maker at the top upper management to kind of look across things and go, okay, here's what's happening. Let's make a more consistent decision there. So you're just you're taking some of the randomness and error out of the decision making. So it is changing the sport. There's nothing to stop that right now, and you know, we've got to participate in that. We have no choice.
Yeah,
we're looking forward to taking that ride with you. Mike Elias, general manager of the Baltimore Orioles. Thanks a lot for your time. I know you're a busy man.
Yes.
Thank you.
Nice
appreciate
seeing you guys.
It.
Yeah. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.